saying is this, is that drinking coffee is, or hard preaching is like drinking specialty coffee with no sugar, no cream, just as is, you know? Because here's the thing, you know, let me just talk about coffee for a second, all right? When you drink coffee and you put that Coffee Mate creamer, man, you're just destroying yourself. That stuff is so bad for you. And people are like, no, you shouldn't drink coffee. It's bad for your liver. No, it's the creamer. It's bad for you, son. Coffee's not bad for you. It's the creamer. It's the garbage creamer, okay? The unfiltered, just coffee as is, black, that's good stuff right there. You know, hey, preaching's not bad for you. It's the soft, weak preaching, the sweet preaching, the creamer preaching that's bad for you. The coffee made preaching that's bad for you. Hazelnut vanilla preaching is bad for you. You need a just bitter, black, unfiltered Turkish coffee.
Yes.
I remember John made me Turkish coffee right before church. So disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I think it was like this much, right?
Yeah.
And I just drank it. And I was like, man, this is, you guys are hardcore because there's like grains in here. And he's like, you weren't supposed to drink the grains. I was like eating the grains up. And I'm, but you know what? That night I preached hard. I was wired. I was like, Anyways, what I'm saying is this, is that I'm trying to make a parallel here with hard preaching, okay? You know, hard preaching is bitter, right? It's offensive. It steps on your toes. It's you know, it's in your belly. It's bitter, right? But you know, the more you get it, the more you listen to it, the more you apply it, the more sweet life becomes. And then you actually begin to appreciate good coffee. I mean, good preaching. You know, you're like, I don't want this lame Folgers coffee, this La Olla coffee. I want some specialty roast coffee because I can appreciate the taste of it. I want some King James, amen. You know, unfiltered coffee.